little hair of the dog.
So you're painting a chair, hey?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, all right.
That's why I stopped.
I see.
So I suppose you want me to paint your chair?
No, thanks. I'll do it fine.
Oh, okay. There's this kid in my class, and she lives on her own without any parents or guardians, and she's 8. And she took the number off her house so the cops can't find her to take her to jail, and also she took off the mailbox so they can't send her a letter to say she's in trouble and has to go to jail, and she's 8, like I say.
8, that's young.
Yeah. And in the garage is a skeleton of a coyote. And it's one of those real valuable ones. And that guy from the news already tried to buy it 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. So I suppose you want me to paint your chair.
No, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Okay. These guys... smoke.
They smoke?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're bad. And you know what? They taught a dog to smoke. You believe that?
Sure, I believe that.
Yeah, well, it's true. And they taught him to beg for cigarettes. Door to door. So right away, when this poor little devil would ring your doorbell with his snaws, you'd know right away what he wanted. So you'd give him a cigarette, and he'd take it back to these guys who waited by the fence to smoke. And they didn't care who saw them smoke. These guys sure smoked.
Really?
I guess I should go.
No, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, I'll stay. Hey, did you ever eat a snowball?
No, I didn't.
Onions is all I eat. Oh, yeah, the government wanted me to tell you that in the sewer there's this animal that's killing everything and nothing can stop it, and the only thing that can even slow it down is really expensive perfume. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's got a metal head. Scary, eh? Yeah. Why are you painting so fast?
I just want to get this done before the rain comes.
Well, I already painted a whole bunch as a science fair project. My dad and I, one time, one summer, we built a veranda without any tools. Therefore, I should paint your chair.
Look, you can paint this bit right here, okay?
What would something like that pay? In England, everyone only has one spoon.
Yeah, and that's your spoon for your entire life, right? And if you lose it, you starve to death, unless somebody in your family wills you their spoon, and they have spoon millionaires in England, right?
I kind of heard that, yeah. So should I come in your house now and eat?
No.
I can't have an onion.
No.
Okay, I gotta go. I'm in the middle of a big bike race.